Moncrief on News Talk.
I find it absolutely fascinating. I think the difference between quiet and silence is very pronounced, though. I love quiet, but I find silence a little bit intimidating. So if I'm working around the house, I'll always have something in the background playing, and it's generally Friends or another long-running TV series, which we have just found out that Grey's Anatomy is returning for a 21st season. Is there any need for anything to have 21 seasons? Has it run its course? Can it be redeemed? What are some of the other longest running shows? Olivia Fahey is the editor of Geek Island and she joins me on the line. Olivia, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you doing?
What are you thinking about 21 seasons of Grey's Anatomy?
Oh, do you know what? I was a massive fan of Grey's Anatomy, but I have to say, I think it fell off a cliff a little bit after around, say, like the COVID years. Once they came back with that season, a lot of the storylines that they had been building up for so long ended up just not coming to fruition whatsoever. And it just never really got back that kind of charm that people were drawn into in the first place. And I kind of think that if you've lost the grey of Grey's Anatomy, then, you know, maybe it is time to hang up the white coat.
And is grey gone? The grey of Grey's Anatomy. I actually haven't seen it, but I see people online who are obsessed. Like the way that I watch and rewatch and rewatch The US Office and Friends, other people are like that about Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, and you know what? I have done a few rewatches over the years, but I haven't actually done it in a very, very long time, to the point that I didn't even watch the most recent season. And even though I kept saying that it hadn't been good for quite a while, I was still like religiously watching it every Wednesday night or Thursday night at 10 o'clock. I was on the couch making sure I was watching it, but I just couldn't get back into it afterwards. I just think that it's just not as good. And then now the fact, yes, that Ellen Pompeo, she is no longer a series regular. She's kind of just comes in and out as a guest actor. So it's not really the same. Now, of course, you know, the Grey's Anatomy kind of can stand for the fact that the hospital is called Grey Sloan Memorial. But, you know, when you're missing kind of the key actor,
players.
Yeah.
But this
it
is
does
the thing.
Kind of take away from it.
I feel like I've been stung, right? I really committed to Lost and I really committed to Desperate Housewives. And both of those, Desperate Housewives, the last season of Desperate Housewives, an airplane crashed into Wisteria Lane. Now, sorry, spoiler for anyone who's still on the verge of finishing Desperate Housewives. And then Lost, I fell off the edge of it. I just could not keep up anymore when it was like, you know, a reality in a reality in a reality. And I sometimes think that it's better to just bow out graciously and say, you know what, we had a good run. We don't have to make up some crazy storyline. Are the storylines in Grey's Anatomy getting less real and less emotive?
Well, I would have always said that Grey's Anatomy was a bit probably more on the it was always a bit bonkers side, because how many shootings did they have? There was a bomb in a guy's chest early on in the show. There was a boat sinking. There was a plane crash as well, funnily enough. So I always found that they were always like their big season endings or mid-season finale kind of storyline. So that was always a part of it. Whereas I actually kind of think that it's gone a bit basic. And for a time there, I actually had started watching more episodes of Station 19, which is their kind of firehouse spin-off series. And that then was doing all of the kind of crazy kooky things until there was one character death that I was like, well, no, you've lost me now. I'm no longer watching. So, but even that's coming to an end. And I don't think it's even hit 10 seasons, maybe. Definitely not 19 anyways, like the title suggests. But it like that's ending a lot earlier than most of the Shonda Rhimes series. So I'm kind of hoping that if they are going for 21st season of Grey's Anatomy, that maybe this is them being like, we're going to wrap everything up, because there are still some storylines that are completely open-ended. And I for one was really disappointed when Dr. Cormac Hayes, played by Richard Flood, who was in Red Rock, when his storyline, which was supposed to be him and Meredith kind of getting together and becoming the new power couple of the hospital, that didn't come to fruition at all because COVID landed in the middle of it. So then they had to change all of the storylines, and then his contract finished and he left the show. So that was just completely left open. And there's a couple of other storylines like that as well that I think deserve to have a proper conclusion. So I kind of hope that that's maybe where it's going.
What is the difference between something, say, like Coronation Street or Fair City, that is, you know, that is a soap that And this big announcement that Grey's Anatomy is returning for a 21st season. Like, is it just assumed that a soap opera is going to continue, but it's a big deal for Grey's Anatomy to be reordered?
Yeah, I think because in terms of, shall we say, definition, like soap operas are all year round and Grey's Anatomy is, it has like a limited run,
season,
shall we say.
Okay.
Now, yeah, so that limited run now, it is, it can be up to 26 weeks because it'll be a 26 episode run. Some shows will now also break that up into two parts. So there could be a 4 week gap in between. So you could actually be watching the show for more than 6 months out of a year, and it could even be longer. You could be watching it for 8 months. So then you're only really left with 4 months where you don't have that show on your telly. And I think when it comes to shows being renewed again, a lot of people be like, oh, well, that's my comfort show, so I'm glad that it's coming back. But it's not very good anymore. Like, the amount of times, like, my mum used to often say, oh, well, EastEnders isn't doing very well at the moment, but I'll still watch it in the evening. Like, that kind of a thing.
That's the thing. Sometimes it gets to the evening and you just don't want to have to learn new characters. Well, that's what it is for me. Like,
exactly.
I stayed with Lost and Desperate Housewives because it's like, okay, I know it. I know these people. I know the backstory. But sometimes my husband will be like, oh, let's watch this new series. And I'm like, you know what? I don't have the energy to get to know new people.
Exactly. Like, the amount of times I've watched the same seasons of Taskmaster over and over and over again, just because I'm just tired and I want something that I just know is going to make me laugh. You want that kind of familiarity and that comfort that you know what you're getting, and you don't want to have to really switch your brain on too much that you have to learn a bunch of new storylines, a bunch of new characters, figure out where do I know that actor from? Because I know that takes me, that always takes up a lot of my time when I'm watching new shows. And I think we're all just kind of at that stage. Maybe it was as a result of COVID, but I found it even like when writing content for Geek Ireland, that the nostalgic stuff just tends to do that little bit better because it's just a lovely little like warm hug. And I think we all just kind of need that with the state that the world is in at the moment.
Is it unusual for something to go for 21 seasons? What other shows have, you know, maybe been on for deceptively long that we don't quite realise?
There's, do you know what? I think The Simpsons is probably the most known series that's been on for ages. It's hit its 34th season.
Oh my God.
It is the longest. Yeah, it's is the longest anyone, running
sorry,
animated
if there's anyone
series.
Listening, is there anyone listening who still watches weekly new episodes of The Simpsons? I fell off probably around 10 years ago. I'll still dip in and out, but I just want to get in touch with the show, please, on 087-1400-106 if you are still watching The Simpsons. Sorry to interrupt you there. Continue.
No, it's all good, because I'm actually one of those people who I don't watch them as they drop, but I do still find them and watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you, because I do find that, say, from about season 28, 29, it started to pick up again. We won't talk about the other dodgy 20 years to the 20s there, because it was a bit tough to watch, and that Lady Gaga episode needs to just go into
disappear.
A ditch and never be seen again.
Once Ned Flanders' wife died, like, that was kind of when I fell off. I was like, okay, if you're starting to kill off characters now, I'm out, because...
Well, now, my question for you is, which wife?
Excuse me? Did he have more than one wife? Maud, like?
So, Maud, and then he actually, sorry, spoiler alert for people listening. He also married Edna Krabappel.
He did not.
The actress also, like, actually passed away in real life, so they bumped Edna off as well.
Wow, what a double, like, what a salt in the wound for her family. Like, that is horrendous. Okay, so I need to go back and rewatch The Simpsons. But it's so funny, it keeps coming up on my TikTok where, like, someone will cut an episode of The Simpsons and be like, see, they predicted this. Like, so The Simpsons apparently predicts everything. What else has had a particularly long life?
Well, Law and Order SVU, that has had actually more seasons than Grey's Anatomy. It's on its, I think, 24th season now. So that's quite a long-running episodic. Like, every now and again, it'll have like an overarching storyline, but mostly you can just dive in week on week. And I think that's probably why it's been so successful. It's actually outrun the original Law and Order series as well.
Yeah,
which I
just
think
looked it up
quite
here. 34 seasons.
34, oh, 34 seasons
of
yeah.
Law and Order SVU.
It's
how
wild,
do they, like, I just don't understand how they keep coming up, because SVU is a special victims unit, so it's usually like crimes against women, crimes, like, you know, pretty.
It's much more intense and
it's
kind
very
of,
intense.
Yeah.
But the way, yeah, like 34 seasons of 20 episodes at a time or more, how do they keep coming up with ways to be awful to women and people and children? It's horrendous. But Olivia Benson, we have a text in here that says, Law and Order SVU is the best series ever. Olivia Benson is a phenomenal character and she was a brilliant And there was brilliant character development over the years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, if you're watching it consistently, you will see character development. Whereas if you're just kind of dipping in and out, you just take the characters for like their kind of face value.
Exactly. And like Mariska Hargitay as well, she's just a phenomenal actress as well. So to see how she's also grown with the character and little quirks and things that she's brought into the role as well has always been quite appealing to me. Because even now, say if I have insomnia and there's an episode on at like 11 p.m., I'll be like, right, I know what I'm watching before I try and go to sleep. Because it's just...
That's going to make me feel warm and cozy and float off to sleep. We have another WhatsApp here that says, the best long-running show has to be ER. It was so good in the 90s and I rewatched it during COVID and it was so, so good, even if medical care is so outdated now. There's 331 episodes of ER.
There are. And what I find interesting is that it was the longest running episodic medical drama until Grey's Anatomy overtook it. So Grey's Anatomy, I think, has... I want to say it's around 420 episodes and on 21 seasons. So it's quite a bit away from it now at this stage.
Wow, I have a text in here from someone. Sorry to not continue your point, but listen to this. I'm a Walking Dead fan who has watched weekly from day one in October 2010 up until the most recent spin-off wrapped this Monday. And I'm looking forward to future spin-offs. I don't know anyone else that still watches it. I don't think there is anyone else. I think they're just making it for you. Whoever you are. That is fascinating stuff. Are they still making South Park?
They are. 26 seasons and a bunch of movies later, South Park is still going. And I think, especially when it comes to these like animated shows that you may have watched in your, say, like early teens, that is still going. It's kind of like surprising. And I actually think like a lot of things from our childhood is actually still going, or was at least still going up until very recently. Like, do you remember the cartoon Arthur?
No, the one with the kind of mouse guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That ran for more than 30 seasons.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was really long. And then Sesame Street. Guess how many seasons of Sesame Street there's been?
I know that there have been 53.
There have been 53.
That is incredible. But Sesame Street is amazing.
And it's wild because when you think about it, it's like, yeah, actually all of these kind of like classic cartoons, there probably are like hundreds, if not thousands of episodes. And because it also then has the longevity in it from like, say, people as they get older and have their own kids, they might be like, oh, I used to watch this as a kid. And then their kids start watching it and things like that. That
I think
you
that
know,
definitely
that's
plays
why
a factor, yeah. People
yeah,
wanting to
sure.
relive their childhood through their children. That is Sesame Street. Yeah, that's incredible stuff. I think that if people want to hear more from you or get more tips or tips on what to watch or what to binge, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Toxic Ollie, or you can check out geekireland.com.
Thank you so much. We have a very spicy text message in here from Kev saying, where do people get the time to constantly watch this serial stuff? Life is too short. I don't know, Kev, evening time, doing the laundry, anytime, just put on the TV.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.